What it says in Wednesday's papers.
The Irish Independent and Irish Examiner both lead with the shock of Michael O'Flynn, who, with his brother John, is one of the main shareholders and directors of the Cork-based O'Flynn Construction Group, on learning that an interim examiner has been appointed to four of its key companies. The action has been initiated by the US private equity giant Blackstone, that in May bought the debts of the companies, totaling €1.8 billion, for €1 billion. In his statement to the media, Mr. O'Flynn said that the loans are fully serviced and that all payments are fully up to date. The Irish Times business section leads with this story, but the main one for the Times this morning is based on a tax policy initiative to be unveiled later today by Richard Bruton, Minister for Jobs, to encourage job creation from foreign direct investment in the years ahead by retaining Ireland's 12.5% corporation tax regime for foreign investors while closing off tax loopholes. All three papers, The Independent, Times and Examiner, also cover the story that an American judge has quashed a motion taken by the bankrupt property developer Sean Dunn to question, under oath, the chief executive of NAMA. Every paper also covers yesterday's highly complex court case in Roscommon Circuit Court, which resulted in the jailing of a 41-year-old man following his conviction for defrauding a vet of €250,000 in a land deal which never took place. The man, who has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, admitted that while he had a wife and three children, he also has two fiancés here and has had a child with a fourth woman in Poland. The Herald, Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Sun all lead with this story. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, leads with the results of a Barnardo survey about the costs of sending a child to school, more than €700 per child in some cases, plus more for incidentals. Sums the organisation says are crippling some families. So what else? The Gherkin, the iconic London building now in receivership, is to be sold. That's in the Examiner. Eating more than your recommended five-a-day portions of fruit and vegetables will not increase health benefits further, according to a new study. That's in the Times. And in light of the furore about the use of Skellig Michael for filming, the Examiner highlights another bird conservation matter. Dan McCarthy writes that a tern breeding project over the past 20 years has been, in its own terms, spectacularly successful, with three species of tern thriving and breeding on islands off Dublin, and one, the roseate, now representing 80% of that bird's European population. The roseate, we're told, immigrates here from the coast of West Africa, whereas the Arctic tern, also the subject of conservation, flies to and from the Antarctic, the longest journey undertaken by birds of any species. The Independent reports that 24 of the companies that attended last year's Web Summit, a technology festival for startup firms in Dublin, went on collectively to raise more than €200 million in funding. And this year, the event, now known simply as The Summit, has decided to host 200 startups, but competition to get in is fierce. Nicole Kane, a teenager from County Carlow, gave her mother a letter to be hand-delivered to the Pope when she met him to explain the effects of clerical child abuse. And the Pope wrote back, "Dear Nicole, I'm grateful that you wanted to share your thoughts with me, and I will not forget what you said. Thank you for being such a support to your mother. I'm remembering you both in my prayers. Sincerely, Francis." That's in many of the papers and on the front page of the Times. And finally, did you know that there is an international children's summer camp in North Korea? The Examiner tells us that Song Do-won has just reopened after a facelift, ready to host this year's flock of more than 300 young children and teenagers from Russia, China, Tanzania, Vietnam and Ireland. It has been operating for almost 30 years and officials say they're willing to accept children from anywhere, even the USA, to play on their water slides, volleyball courts and a private beach. And of course to admire the camp's centrepieces, giant bronze statues of the late leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, surrounded by adoring tots.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.